Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
It's almost like reading is one of the key ingredients to financial and life success. The more you read, the more you learn. It's like a snowball effect. If you get around people and they do not hold you accountable to your mess and to your foolishness, you're not going to be successful. If you're not cultivating meaningful connection with others, you're not cultivating wealth. Because you have to know how to build the right relationships, and it's a mutual benefit.
Welcome to the table.
Studies show that people who read regularly tend to do better, not just in school, but make a lot more money and even have a better, I would say, state of mental health. It's almost like reading is one of the key ingredients to financial and life success. And get this, right? The more you read, the more you learn. It's like a snowball effect. I talk about it all the time in a debt snowball. You start very small, and then before you know it, you're a total bookworm. You're AKA, you're a book nerd. You got all this wisdom and knowledge sitting up here, and it's a good thing to have. Over the past 5 years, I've really picked up reading a lot more. Since then, I've noticed improvement in several areas of my life. One of them, to start, is my grammar. To be honest with you, my grammar is horrible. Even still to this day, I have a lot more improvement to do when it comes to my grammar. But that's one thing. How I see things, how I've become a leader, how I respond to things, and even how I think about money. You see, I've had the opportunity to read over 30 books, and I want to give you 5 that if you read them and apply what they are teaching, the information used properly can and will make you very, very, very rich. But you have to stay tuned to the end, because I'm going to tell you how you can get one of these books for free, 100% free. But before we get into these 5 books that will change your life financially, do me a favor, y'all. Nearly 70% of you all who are watching me right now are not subscribed to the channel. Why do you want to come over here, watch a couple of my videos, and not be a part of the E3 community? Do me a favor. Join the E3 community, where we're focusing on 3 things: expanding in abundance, wellness, and freedom. So, hey, hit that subscribe button, whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on podcast. Join the E3 family. And before you leave, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. And if you're listening to this on podcast, leave us a good 5-star review. When I think about reading, right? When I think about reading helps you generate more money. But let's get into book number 1. Tribe of Millionaires. What if one choice could change everything? You see, Tribe of Millionaires is a collaborative book authored by David Osborne, Pat Hibben, and Tim Rode. It presents a unique approach to personal and financial growth through the power of community and mentorship. This book follows the journey of a fictional character named Ethan Martinez, who embarks on a transformative adventure guided by a tribe of successful individuals known as the Tribe of Millionaires. What I love about this is before co-authoring Tribe of Millionaires, each of these authors had notable achievements in their respective fields. David Osborne, who was the author of Wealth Can't Wait, Avoid the Seven Wealth Traps, Implement the Seven Business Pillars, and Complete a Life Audit Today. Pat Hibben wrote the book, Six Steps to Seven Figures, a real estate professional guide to building wealth and creating your own destiny. And Tim, man, I love this book, is one of the founders of One Life Fully Love. You know, Tim had been involved in various initiatives focused on personal development and empowerment. And so one of the things I'm going to do for every single book that I am going to announce today, of the five books, I'm going to give you the three main key takeaways from each book, because I really want you to understand what each book is. And I want you to get all five of these books. And then also make sure you drop in a comment if I didn't list, you know, one of the books that really helped change your life financially. Drop it in the comments today right here on YouTube. But here's the first takeaway from Tribe of Millionaires. It's the power of your community. You see, the Tribe of Millionaires emphasized the transformative power of community and mentorship in achieving personal and financial success. The book highlights the importance of surrounding oneself with like-minded individuals who are committed, right, to growth, accountability, and mutual support. One of the things that I really loved about this book when I walked away is that's when I really started getting myself connected with other like-minded individuals, people who were further than me and people who wouldn't just allow me to get away with things, but they will hold me accountable to my foolishness. They will hold me accountable to my bad thinking and to my bad actions. Because it's like, for me, one of the things I'm really preparing myself for is marriage. And I know that there are some selfish things in my life that I'm doing today that I need to let go of. And my pastor, Pastor Stephen Chandler, who's one of my best friends, right? He's always holding me accountable. He just called me out the other day. He was like, you know, there's some dark things in Anthony that we got to get out, right? And he holds me accountable to those. And one of the main reasons why we've been able to build success within this particular company is exactly what this book is teaching, is that if you get around people and they do not hold you accountable to your mess and to your foolishness, you're not going to be successful. Which leads me on to point number two, and the key two takeaway from this book is shared values and vision. You see, the book underscores the significance of shared values and vision within a community of higher achievers. Through the journey of Ethan Martinez and the Tribe of Millionaires, readers learn about the importance of aligning personal goals, watch this, with the collective mission of the group, fostering synergy and collaboration toward common objectives. Which leads me on to number three, leveraging collective wisdom. Ooh! You see, the Tribe of Millionaires encourages readers to leverage the collective wisdom and experience of their peers and mentors, right? The book shares practical insights, strategies, strategies and principles gleaned from the diverse backgrounds and experience of Tribe of Millionaires, empowering readers to accelerate their own growth and success through the lessons learned by others. Listen, if you haven't gotten this book yet, if you don't understand what this book is talking about yet, it's literally about a tribe. You see, I don't have fans. I don't want fans. I don't want a bunch of watchers. I want a community, AKA a tribe. Because in a tribe and in a community, I can look at your strength. You can look at their strength. You can look at their strength. And wherever I'm weak at, you're strong at. Wherever, you know, you're weak at, I'm strong at. We all have weaknesses. We all have issues. We all have drama. But if we can be real and say, hey, here are my issues, here are my weaknesses, here's my drama, I'm working on it, but here's my strengths, get around the right community, you are going to be all right. As a matter of fact, one of the things that you need to have inside of your community, and I'm going off subject a little bit here from the book, we're going to get to book number two right here very shortly, but in the community, one thing I love about the community is you should have a therapist inside of that community. You should have a therapist that holds you and walks you through on how you think and how you process information. This is why I'm so grateful for BetterHelp, who's sponsoring today's show, because they've been partnering with me. They've been a part of my community now for going on almost 3 years. And we have sent thousands of young people to BetterHelp and to help them and their community. As a matter of fact, check out this quick commercial. What's going on, family? I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. But before we get into today's discussion, let's take a moment to talk about something very important to me. You know, we all carry around different stress, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. That's why therapy is so crucial to me and even to my team here at the Neatness Network. It's a safe space to get things off of your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Now, if you benefited from therapy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a game changer. But even if you haven't personally experienced it, the benefits are undeniable. I promise you this much. Therapy helps us learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, and ultimately it empowers us to be the best version of ourselves. And you know what? It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's for everyone looking for life truly to be amazing. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's 100% online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule. Plus, getting started is easy. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And here's the best part. You can switch your therapist anytime for no additional charge. Before we get to today's show, I want you to get some things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/AO today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/AO. Let's get to today's show. Listen, click the link in today's show notes. Do not be ashamed to get help. I'll tell you right now, all of us need help. Every brother, every man, every black man, you should be in therapy. I offer that for free here within my organization. You know, we give, you get, I think what it is, I forgot what it was. I don't know, I don't wanna lie. But whatever that is, I do know we refund them. They gotta go, they gotta provide a receipt. Once they provide a receipt, we do refund them. Which leads me into the number two book, which I extremely love. And this is called Family Wealth. James E. Hughes Jr. is a famous author, educator, and expert in the field of family wealth and legacy planning. I highly recommend this book because he is highly recognized for his work in helping affluent families navigate the complexities of wealth management, succession planning, and preserving family legacies across generations. Before Family Wealth, James E. Hughes Jr. authored Family, the Compact Among Generations book. This book dives into the dynamics of family relationships and the importance of communication, trust, and shared values in preserving family wealth and legacy. One of the reasons why I picked up this book to read myself was because although while I don't have a wife or children yet, right, I still want to know the importance of family wealth. I still want to know what are the top multi-billionaires, millionaires, what are they doing that's passing down wealth to their children's children, 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 children. Unfortunately, when my parents die, they're going to leave me with an insurance check. But that's not really wealth. They didn't build wealth and they're not passing down a business. They're not passing down wealth. I'm grateful because they're passing down wealth in different areas, but just not monetary areas. And I wanted to learn what are some key things I need to be doing when it comes to family wealth. And here's the three key things that I learned from this book that I really want you to take away. Number one is the holistic approach to wealth. You see, family wealth takes a holistic approach to wealth management, going beyond financial assets to encompasses, you know, the values, relationships, and legacy of the family. You see, he emphasizes the importance of aligning financial decisions with family values and long-term goals, fostering a sense of purpose and cohesion across generations. Because you're going to have different generations, but it still should have strong values. Which leads me to the number two point, key takeaway that I walked away from, is multi-generational perspective. You see, this book emphasizes the significance of taking a multi-generational perspective when planning and managing your family's wealth. He explores the challenges and opportunities of wealth transition, succession planning, and governance structures within affluent families, advocating for open communication and collaboration among family members, which this is so important, because how often do we see mom and dad or dad say, hey, this is what I want, this is what I'm gonna do, son, daughter, here you go. But really, is there a collaborative effort on dad, mom, this is what I think we should do as a family? Which leads me to number three, the third takeaway, which is stewardship and legacy. You see, family wealth underscores the concept of stewardship and the responsibility of wealth holders to preserve and enhance their family's legacy. Hughes encourages readers to think beyond their own financial interests and consider the impact of their wealth on future generations, emphasizing the importance of education, philanthropy, and social responsibility in shaping a meaningful legacy. Book number three, Poverty, Riches, and Wealth by Pastor Chris. I call him Pastor Chris. I just think he's just a prophet in God's house. You see, Chris is a best-selling author, speaker, and senior associate leader at the Bethel Church in Redding, California, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's still there, right? He is known for his inspirational teachings on leadership, spirituality, and personal growth, drawing from his own experience and insights to empower individuals to live purposeful and fulfilling lives. You see, prior to Poverty, Riches, and Wealth, Chris authored several influential books, including Spirit Wars and The Supernatural Ways of Royalty. These books explore... What's going on, family? Have you ever worried about the incredible impact of influential figures like Megan Thee Stallion or the profound cultural moments like the woman behind the Montgomery bus boycott? These stories are more than just headlines. They are powerful narratives that shape our history and inspire our future. You see, for me, these stories represent the strength, the resilience, and the creativity of the Black community. They remind us of our ability to overcome adversity and create world-shifting change. I believe my audience will find these stories both interesting and inspiring because they resonate with our shared experiences and aspirations. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out my friends at NPR Podcasts. NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting change out of struggle. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Megan Thee Stallion to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Michelle Obama, to the woman behind the Montgomery bus boycott. There's no limit to the range of NPR. Listen right now to these amazing Black stories, Black truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
wars, themes related to spiritual warfare, identity, and living a life of purpose and abundance in alignment with Christian principles. So this book was an interesting book because it was definitely highly spiritual, right? And so the takeaways from this one are going to be more so on the spiritual side than it really is on the practical side. But this is why I love having both, because it's like I want to give you all books that come with the practical money, but then here's the spiritual side, because don't forget, faith and works work hand in hand. Faith without works is dead. So here's the number one key takeaway: biblical perspective on wealth. You see, poverty, riches, and wealth offers a fresh perspective on biblical principles of prosperity and abundance. He gives you the correct definition of prosperity. I think a lot of people in the world, we frown on the word prosperity, but I don't know about you all. I want a prosperous and abundance life. But I think sometimes the definition is kind of misunderstood, and he breaks it down. You see, Chris challenges conventional views on wealth and poverty, emphasizing the importance of aligning one's mindset and actions with God's intention for prosperity and provision. Leads me to number two key takeaway is the inside transformation. You see, this book dives into the importance of inner transformation as a reader, as an individual, to experience true wealth and abundance. Chris explores the role of mindset, beliefs, and attitudes in shaping one's financial reality, encouraging readers to cultivate faith, gratitude, and stewardship as keys to unlocking God's blessings. Which leads me to the last key takeaway, which I really love this one, because this is something that I'm really, really, really diving into more myself, which I really learned more, number three, about generosity and impact. You see, this book highlights the transformative power of generosity and giving. Chris emphasizes the joy and fulfillment that comes from blessing others and making a positive impact in the world, encouraging readers to embrace a lifestyle of generosity as a pathway to greater abundance and influence. Since I've grown and matured and evolved as a man, I've learned that as I'm hitting 40, everything that I have to do now, it is about generosity on one side and then about impact. How can I leave an impact in the world that I'm in right now? How can I leave an impact in society? How can I impact others who have the opportunity to work here, who have an opportunity to come across me? It's not how do I brag about what God has done. It's about, no, how do I be generous? How can I be a blessing? We recently just had one of our bridges collapse. I found some families who, unfortunately, 8,000 jobs were lost because of that. Found five families and gave each one of them $5,000 because a lot of them are not getting paid. Their jobs are put on hold because the port is closed. I recently bought a Bentley and that was fun. But being able to wire $5,000 to five different families, $25,000, that is a feeling that trumps buying a car, buying jewelry, buying things, because my company is being generous and we're making an impact. I get emotional when I think about that. That before I was trying to find a job that makes $25,000 a year. But now we're able to give away $25,000. That's a blessing. Two more books. Book number four, The Wealth Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. See, Dennis Kimbrough is a best-selling author, educator, and motivational speaker known for his work in the field of personal and professional development, particularly in African American communities. He is committed to empowering individuals to achieve success and prosperity through education, entrepreneurship, and self-mastery. Before The Wealth Choice, Dennis Kimbrough authored Think and Grow Rich, The Black Choice, a groundbreaking book that explores the success principles outlined in Napoleon Hill's classic book, Think and Grow Rich, right? Through the lens of African-American experiences and achievements. Last year, I recommended this book to you all to read because I've always read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and I didn't know that there was a Think and Grow Rich, The Black Choice, by Dennis, and I thoroughly enjoyed that book because he did it through the lens of Black people. So that was an amazing book. But when it comes to The Wealth Choice, right, life-changing. And the three takeaways, impactful. Here's number one, success mindset. You see, this book emphasizes the importance of mindset and attitude in achieving success and building wealth. You know, Kimbrough explores the mindset of successful individuals from diverse backgrounds, highlighting their resilience, determination, and unwavering belief in their ability to overcome obstacles and create prosperity. Number two, community and networks. Here go that word community again. The book underscores the significance of community and networks in fostering success and wealth creation. What I really loved about this book is it emphasizes that you cannot do it alone. He's never met a multimillionaire, a multi-billionaire who did it by himself. When I hear people say that I could do it by myself, I don't need your help, that's a lie. I need my team's help. And in return for them helping me reach my goal, I want to help them reach their goal as well while paying them very well, as much as my company will allow. But there's no way in the world I can come in here and set up and do all of this on my own. And this book breaks down the importance of getting the right community and the right network around you. But it ends with this, and we've heard this again, legacy building. You see, The Wealth Choice encourages readers to think beyond personal financial success and consider the legacy they want to leave for future generations. This is why I'm so big on what is the impact that I'm leaving on the next generation. He explores the concept of legacy building through entrepreneurship, education, philanthropy work, inspiring readers to leverage their resources and talents to make positive impact on their communities and the world. I'm not doing this right here just to put money in my pocket. I'm doing this so I can provide in a wealthy way for my family, but I'm also doing it for you. When I got done reading this book and seeing how many Black millionaires have impacted the Black community and helped other millionaires, I get excited about helping other millionaires become millionaires. I get excited about helping someone go from 50,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to a half a million to a million. Like, I get excited with that because I want that in my community. I want that in my network. It leads me to the last book. And this book has nothing to do with money, but it has everything to do with money. Because if you don't know how to deal with people, you will never become successful. Another one of my very close friends, the one and only Dr. Darius Daniels, who I believe in my generation is the best communicator of all times. The best communicator of all times in my generation. The only speaker I will put before Darius Daniels, preacher-wise, will be the one and only Noel Jones. But I think Darius is just a son of Noel Jones when he's not a son. His spiritual father is R.A. Vernon. But I mean, when you look at Darius, and you just listen to them intellectually wise, oh my gosh. But Darius wrote a book called Relational Intelligence. You see, Darius is a pastor, an author, an entrepreneur, and a thought leader known for his dynamic preaching style and insightful teachings on leadership, relationships, and personal growth. He is the founder and a lead pastor of Chain Church, a multi-campus congregation based in New Jersey and in Atlanta, and is passionate about helping individuals and communities thrive through faith and empowerment. When I think of this book, Relational Intelligence, three key takeaways came from this book. And it's talking about the power of relationships. You see, he explores the significance of relationships in shaping our identity, experiences, and outcomes in life. Pastor Darius emphasizes the impact of healthy relationships on personal growth, emotional well-being, and spiritual fulfillment, highlighting the importance of cultivating meaningful connections with others. If you're not cultivating meaningful connection with others, you're not cultivating wealth. Because you have to know how to build the right relationships, and it's a mutual benefit. If you're only benefiting from them, but then they're not benefiting from you, that relationship is going to fail. It's going to fail. It's going to. Which leads me to the second key way, the key that I talked about is, I've had some hard conversations with my best friend, Stephen Chandler, with my other best friend, Brian Bullock, even my team members, right? But this is another takeaway I learned, communication and conflict resolution. You see, in this book offers practical insights on effective communication and conflict resolution strategies for building and maintaining strong relationships. Pastor Darius shares principles and techniques for resolving conflicts, managing disagreements, and fostering mutual understanding and respect in interpersonal interactions. One of the things that I've learned as I've grown, the breeding ground for understanding in the for clarity and understanding in the ending, right, is communication from the very beginning. And the problem is we're so scared to have the hard conversations that we think it can't be with love. No, I recently just had to have a hard conversation with one of our team members, and I love the team member. I just recently had to have a hard conversation with my mama, and I love my mama. But we can't hide from the truth. Remember this. And this is something I learned reading his book, and from his book, it sparked change in me. And because of reading this and getting this, it brought more money into my pocket. The Bible says the truth will set you free, not the lie. Not covering up, not sweeping it up underneath the rug, the truth will set you free. Because I don't know about y'all, if I can't tell someone in my circle the truth, I'm lying. Now I'm trying to figure out how to shape up this lie. I'm trying to figure out how to do this and how to do that. And it's just, that's not good. And if you could just tell people in your community the truth of what's going on, you all can get through it and y'all can get back to the bag. Here's number three, intentional connections. You see, in this book, it encourages readers to be intentional about their relationships and invest time and effort in nurturing meaningful connections with others. Pastor Darius explores the dynamics of various types of relationships, including friendship, romantic partnerships, professional networks, right? Offering guidance on how to cultivate trust, empathy, and being authentic to who you are in these relationships. I've given you five books that if you read these five in 2024, these five books would change your life. You see, wisdom is not just about what you read, but wisdom is also about what you do with the information that you get. So while you read them, apply. Even if you don't know if it's going to work, here's my thing. Apply it. Apply. Try to apply what you're reading. Now, I told you at the beginning of the show that I'm going to be giving away some of these books for free. And I'm going to do just that. And all you have to do to get one of these books, possibly get one of these books, is number one, you got to subscribe to one of my channels. That's either YouTube or on Apple Podcasts. And then you got to leave a comment on my YouTube page up underneath today's show in the comment section stating which book you would like to have and why. You can say, hey, I want the wealth book and one sentence on why. It doesn't need to be a whole paragraph, right? And then what I'm going to do, 2 weeks after this video has been live, because I want to make sure we give everyone an ample amount of time, I'm going to pick 10 winners and we're going to send you the book of your choice. All right. And so I just want to be a blessing. Again, we're talking about generosity. We're talking about abundance. We're talking about being prosperous. But at the end of the day, if I'm not leading that, I can't expect you all to. And so in order for you to win one of these books, all you got to do is just subscribe. Hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Hit subscribe on here on the YouTube channel. Join the E3 community. Leave a comment just letting me know which book that you want and one or two sentences on why. And then just stay tuned. We'll announce it 2 weeks later, and we will reach out to you here on Instagram. So just make sure that you're paying attention to your inbox because we will be reaching out to you. Not on Instagram, I'm sorry, here on YouTube. So that way you can get that. All right. It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. Thank you so much. Hope you get one of these books. All these books will be linked in today's show notes so you can get it. Go check out my friends over at BetterHelp, and we'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.